You have this great quote that I read in another interview this morning that, paraphrasing, but shooting for originality and then really trying to find integrity again. Now, this is a band that if it's known for anything, it's who it is, right? And not that anything's ever expected, but there are certain things when you hear an Interpol record that you know you're going to get. It's going to fill certain places in you. So for you to say that we're now trying to shoot for integrity again is probably very revealing in some wild ways, because no one would ever have suspected Interpol would have to shoot for integrity.
Well, I feel that we did. I feel that on the third and fourth records, when we were making the first two, jokes that were made during that period about what our third and fourth records would be and how silly it would be to bring in some, you know, brass players and stuff. And it happened. You know what I mean? Like, somewhere along the line, the synthetic, you know, symphony appeared, you know, in these tracks, in these songs. I mean, it's not, there's no regrets, you know. It's an interesting road. But, you know, when it came down to just being me, Daniel, and Paul, it was like, okay, look, it's just three of us, so let's see what we can do as a three-piece. And it has to be good. You know, there's no room. It's like, it's just three instruments. And then when we realized that we kind of nailed it, the foundation was so strong that you really couldn't mar the integrity. You know what I mean? What was there was very compelling.
When there's three egos in the room, you can make music faster, and maybe the integrity comes back that got lost.
That's what I'm saying. You know, it's just like you're kind of forced, because it's just, you know, guitar, bass, and drums in the room, and it's like, if we can make this really good, it's going to be great.
I missed the big chasm between Williamsburg.
Right.
And Williamsburg. I missed that chasm. And then I realized that when I went there, I spent 98% of my time seeing music with friends in Williamsburg. And I thought, wait a minute.
What's going on?
Now you're in Athens, right? Yeah. Which, of course, how many people say, well, you moved there because it's a great place. P52 is in REM. And how many times do you get that one?
All the time.
How does that inform this from your, as the kids say, POV?
I really don't know.
Because, I mean, being the quintessential New York band.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, you know, like you said, that once you have it in you, you could take it wherever you want to go. Like, you know, there's enough New York in the whole band that we could go to Tahiti and write some New York-sounding record. I wanted to just get back to the bare bones really desperately, and didn't know, there was like, it's really hard to convey that to your bandmates before you even write a note of music. And, you know, just by the way we write music, you know, the process that we endeavor, you can't really preface anything. So I was listening to like a lot of early Police, driving back and forth from the Atlanta airport, coming back from New York, going to Athens, and it wasn't like, you know, to kind of ape that thing, but it was like hearing the power of like three solid musicians in the space that they created. And then, you know, there was always a little overdub here and there, and it was always so tasteful.
And the reverb was perfect.
Yeah, perfect.
Absolutely where it needed to be.
Yeah.
So the Police thing is about, I'm guessing here, it's about precision, it's about finesse, probably. I'm just using a couple of words here.
That's pretty good.
Right? Yeah. Would that be kind of what you got out of it? Because they were a loose band that back end.
And yeah, it was just kind of like pulling away, you know what I mean? Or being really forceful, you know, trying to find ways to create space.